Hello everybody and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 287 main event, the rematch for the middleweight title. Israel Adesanya trying to get his belt back off Alex Pereira. Is he going to do it? Who knows? It's a good fight though. It's an interesting fight because the first one was a very, very interesting back and forth. We saw some surprises from Pereira. Of course, Adesanya was stopped on his feet and a lot of people would like to have seen that go a little bit longer. We'll see what happens this time around. But of course, we want a decisive finish and I think that's what we're going to get. Before we go any further, this show is brought to you by our friends at Raid Shadow Legends. I keep telling you I love this game. I am addicted to it. My new champion is Tomo. She has been upgraded to 5 stars. Now she's been ascended. She is a badass. And I also have Painkeeper, which is one of my favourites. She's just had a Soul Stone associated with her, so her stats have jumped up as well. Two of my favourite champions. This is a really good game. I spent a lot of time on it building my champions, building my roster, summoning new champions and then taking them through the campaign and the dungeons and the clan wars. And there are so many different ways to play this game. There's no way you're not going to love it. I'll give you 4 quick reasons why I love it. Oh, for rewards, daily rewards. I get things from Raid constantly that help me build my champions, make them better, make them stronger. The arena is what Raid's all about, where you can go and meet other people's champions, take on their teams and see how they're constructing their teams and arming them with artifacts to make them stronger. I for Index. The Index is where you can see all the champions that you've yet to collect. I'm a collector, so I want one of every champion, so I've got like 300 of them now, but there's still probably another 350 to collect. There are a lot of them, and you can use the Index to find your favourite champions. And of course, D for Dragon's Lair. My favourite level of all the levels is the Dragon's Lair. Anytime you take on a fire-breathing beast, you know it's going to be a good time. And my set of 4 champions are defeating the dragon every single time. And it is also Raid's 4th anniversary. Get on board, log into Raid, get yourself an account set up. With the 4th anniversary, there are all different kinds of drops and challenges and tournaments that you can get involved in where you'll get loads of new gifts and artifacts and stash, loads of stuff to build your champions up. It's a good game. For you new players out there, use my link or scan the QR code and you'll get a goodie bag with loads of swag that you'll need to get you started in this game. You won't regret it. You'll love this game. Okay, so Taylor the Tape, the champion, Alex Pereira, amazingly, coming in with a record of 7 wins and 1 loss. Adesanya, the former champion, with a record of 23 wins and 2 defeats. One of those defeats, of course, being at light heavyweight against Jan Błachowicz, and then the other one being against someone that is destined to be a light heavyweight and maybe even a heavyweight in Alex Pereira. Both 6'4", Adesanya has a 1-inch reach advantage. I'll be honest, Pereira looked a lot bigger than Adesanya. He looked bigger than Jan Błachowicz looked against Adesanya, and that's saying something, because Błachowicz is a thick, heavily muscled guy, but he's 6'2", and Pereira, 6'4", those extra couple of inches, as well as the way that he filled out after the weight cut, he's a bullying frame to be in the octagon with, let me tell you that. Just standing near him, you're like, you know he hits hard. You can tell he's got that kind of frame, those kind of hands that you just know when they connect, they're going to do some damage. And the thing is with Izzy, I went back and watched all of their fights again yesterday. I watched the first one where, to be honest, Izzy won it. You know, he outpointed him. He was a better striker. He landed better shots. Pereira looked surprised when he got the decision. But then the second fight, of course, Pereira was able to get to him and knock him out cold with a beautiful punch. And you know, this is the thing with Pereira. Like, for as skilled and as classy and as slick as Adesanya is, he has to be perfect for 25 minutes. And the question was against Pereira, can he be perfect for 25 minutes? The answer was no. Because when you've got such a presence like Pereira has, even if you're being outstruck or outpointed by someone like Adesanya, your ability to walk forward and bully them up against the fence increases your chances of landing powerful shots. For every 1 strike that Pereira lands, Adesanya's got to land 2 or 3 to do the same kind of damage. So there is a patience that comes with Pereira's style. And if you watch the first round was very telling because, of course, Adesanya's fresh, so he's able to move and slip and roll. Pereira's fresh, but not quite as determined to connect with Adesanya as he was in the 5th round. But you could see him get close a couple of times, especially with a left hook right at the end. Watch the last minute of the 1st round. There were a couple of times where Pereira whistled a left hook right past the chin of Adesanya. And Adesanya being a little bit more tired, not quite as reactive to the shots coming in his direction, or Pereira being, you know, a few rounds down perhaps and feeling like he needs to connect with Adesanya to get the win. It changed the equation in the last round, but the moments where we saw Pereira potentially going to catch Adesanya happened all the way through the fight. Now, there were some surprises, particularly the takedowns of Pereira, which I was very, very impressed with. He just nailed it right at the end of the second round. He only got 20-odd seconds of control out of it, but the best thing about it was that it was a clear finish of a takedown. He drove and he turned the corner and he put Adesanya on the floor. And had he been there longer, I feel like he would have landed some damaging strikes on the floor as well. The thing is with the power, punching power, the striking power that Pereira's got, he doesn't have to be on his feet with it. He doesn't have to be in any particular position because he has that natural ability to hurt people. Izzy, for my money, is always going to have to work harder against someone like Pereira. He's always going to be at a physiological deficit. He might be quicker than Pereira, and I do think that Izzy does have that speed advantage. But Pereira still has the ability to land with one shot and change the course of the fight. And for Izzy, it's always an accumulation of shots. You know, even when he has got stoppages on his record, it's been, you know, Whittaker knocked him down at the start, at the end of the previous round, and then finished him. Paulo Costa hit him with a variety of different things, cut him before he ended up dropping him. Like, Pereira can come in there and crack you hard and that's the fight over, whereas Izzy has to be far more calculated. And like, I've talked about this as a bigger picture thing for mixed martial arts, right? Because if you're an incredibly powerful puncher, fights are over before you've got the opportunity to really kind of gain the experience that you would in your early career. Like, for example, if Izzy's had 50 kickboxing matches and Pereira's had 50 kickboxing matches, but Pereira's knocked out 30 of them in the first round, the actual volume of work that he's done, the actual experience that he's got, ring time, is considerably lower than someone like Adesanya, who's not really a knockout puncher. He wasn't as a kickboxer either. So although there's a downside to that, because of course it's nice to score knockouts, the benefit is that you get additional time in the ring. You get time working with different fighters who you might not be able to knock out, but they might be able to knock you out. So you have to then really craft your technical skills. And I will always say that, like, if I'm going to learn from one of these two guys, I would rather learn from Adesanya, because he doesn't have the knockout power to make his life easier, whereas Pereira does. Now, of course, Adesanya is going to make Pereira's life as difficult as possible to inflict that knockout power upon him. But he got there in the end, in the last fight, even though it was an uphill battle, and even though, you know, Adesanya had really good moments in the fight. I mean, you look at the third round, he was 1-for-1 of takedowns, 100%, with 3 minutes and 47 seconds of control. Now, if Adesanya can replicate that for 2 rounds, or even 3 rounds, you're looking at really shifting the judges' scorecards in his direction, at the same time as him being in a range where he's probably safe enough to throw shots and not get hit and worry about getting knocked out. On the flip side, if Pereira decides he wants to come out and grapple this time around and he puts Adesanya on the floor, then his punches coming from any direction can be really, really detrimental to Adesanya. So it's always a case of Adesanya racking up points and being smart, and Pereira finding his opportunities to land big shots. Now, the question really is, how does this next fight look different to the one that we've just watched? So the striking was relatively even. I mean, if you look through the statistics, like, first round, they both landed 23 significant strikes. There was not much of a difference in effort either. But then, you know, it starts to shift slightly in Adesanya's favor, but only by a few strikes. And I'm talking significant strikes here. So 20-17 in the second round, 14-8 in the third round, 20-15 in the fourth round. But then fifth round, 9 for Izzy and 28. For Pereira. But 28, because right at the end of the fight, when he knows he's got Adesanya hurt up against the fence, he's letting go of 10, 12, 15 shots. And any one of those shots can knock him out. So it's not really necessarily about the volume, but he did beat Adesanya on volume on that fifth round as well, up until, of course, the fight was stopped. I think the smart thing to do for both of these fighters is to grapple more. And I was surprised with Izzy wanting to grapple Pereira based on the size and the strength of him. But when Pereira landed that takedown, I thought to myself, that is kind of a That's a sign as to what the next fight's going to look like. If you've got Glover Teixeira on your corner, he's going to be thinking, okay, well, what's the best route to victory against Adesanya? And we've seen it. We saw it from Jan Błachowicz. Of course, Pereira's still got the possibility of backing him up against the fence and catching him with one of those power shots. But you can increase your chances by taking Izzy down and putting him on his back and beating him up from there. And like I said, the strikes from Pereira from top position can be just as effective as the strikes standing. Now, something I did notice that Pereira was doing very well, because of course, when he's got Adesanya backed up against the fence, he's anticipating him rolling to escape those hooks. And Pereira has got really nice hooks, but he does telegraph them a little bit sometimes. And as he was throwing these hooks, Adesanya most of the time was able to roll out, and Pereira was dropping a lead knee at the start of it as well. Now, I think we're going to see a far more aggressive, close-range version of Pereira. I think he gave Adesanya a lot of respect in the first couple of rounds because it was MMA, and Adesanya's, you know, he's crafted far more of his skills to MMA than Pereira has. Of course, 8 fights into his career, I still feel like Pereira's finding his feet as a mixed martial artist. But that doesn't mean to say that he's not going to be able to come out and take Adesanya down and beat him up on the floor. And I think if Glover Teixeira has anything to do with it, we're going to see some ground and pound from Pereira this time around. If I'm Adesanya, I've got to be cautious about getting backed up against the fence. Sometimes he opts to be against the fence. Like, say, for example, when he was fighting Marvin Vettori, he seems more comfortable defending takedowns up against the fence, so he opts to put himself with his back against the fence. So then, if Vettori does level change, he's already got this to lean into to work his defense. I would prefer to defend a takedown against the fence. It slows things down. It gives me a bit more time to think. And I would imagine Izzy's in the same situation. So if Pereira comes out in the first round and starts to try and take Izzy down, you might find Izzy optionally backing up to the fence to make his takedown defense easier, in which case then Adesanya has got to deal with level changes as well as power punches. Like, the person that makes this mix more of a mixed martial arts game is the one, in my opinion, that he's gonna do better in this second fight. Like, Pereira knows he can knock Adesanya out, but he also knows he can swing a lot of times and miss and lose rounds in the process. For Adesanya, he knows he's got to be perfect for the 25 minutes. So the more time you can spend in safety, which is on top, clinched on the back of Pereira, the better. Like, we saw it in that third round. I thought Adesanya did a good job of just slowing him down. And you know, Adesanya doesn't have to be a world-class wrestler here. He doesn't have to be able to take Pereira down over and over again. He doesn't have to take Pereira down and hold him down. But if he initiates the thought of wrestling in Pereira's mind, it's something else for him to consider. I've been amazed so far that really nobody's pushed. I mean, like Sean Strickland, I know he likes to scrap. I think he was trying to maybe prove a point by standing and trading with him. But Pereira's one loss on his record, he was taken down and he was rear naked choked. Like, I would even think that people aren't that confident in their grappling would be more confident to grapple with Pereira than to strike with him, right? Now, what was Adesanya's decision making in that fight? Like, did he feel like he was going to be able to outpoint Pereira all the way through? Did he feel like he was going to have to mix in wrestling or grappling at some point? I don't know. But I feel very confident that Pereira is going to be the one initiating the grappling exchanges this time around. The only downside to that, of course, is if he has to work hard for him, if Izzy's forcing him to work hard for those takedowns, then Pereira's spending gas that he could be putting into power punches. But with the size of the guy, I feel like if he gets into top position, he's going to be so difficult for Izzy to move around and to get back to his feet. What haven't I said? I mean, well, let's have a quick look at the stats. I did the top stats, didn't I, Jamie? Yeah. So if we look at the striking and grappling stats, I mean, like, a higher striking output from Pereira, but based on less fights, you know, based on less fights and less high level opposition. Like, you look at Adesanya, so we've got Pereira at 5.23 and you've got Adesanya at 3.93. But then you've got to remember Adesanya's had those long fights with Romero, and do you know what I mean? Gastelum was an absolute battle back and forth, where of course your striking output's going to drop off, as well as your striking accuracy is going to drop off. Although, is his striking defence is holding up here compared to Pereira's 53-58%. Now, when it comes to the takedowns, this is where it kind of switches, and Adesanya's not got great takedown accuracy at 14%. Good takedown offence at 77%, though. But then, of course, Pereira's takedown accuracy is... it looks a lot better than it is at 100%, but I do think that's based on one single takedown, which was 100% successful and was a relatively easy takedown as well. I mean, you know, DC was kind of making fun of him a little bit, but I thought he did a good job of level changing and turning the corner. It's not easy for a 6'4" kickboxer to do those kind of things. And when he did it to Adesanya with relative ease, I thought to myself, well, it's a shame it's at the end of the round, because I feel like now he's in top position, he can do some real damage. And if I'm Glover Teixeira in the corner watching that, I'm thinking to myself, ah, if we'd have just done that 60 seconds earlier, we might have been able to really accumulate some damage at the end of that round. It might have been enough to sway that round in his direction. Like, I mean, look how even they were in that. Like, what was that? 20 strikes to 17 significant for Adesanya, but 0-2 for takedowns for Adesanya compared to 1-1 for Pereira. Like, you know, an extra 30 seconds on the ground, a bit of ground and pound, and you know, Pereira's looking at stealing rounds off Adesanya with grappling. I think it would be the smart thing to do this time around. And I think Adesanya needs to spend more time out in the open. He needs to move more laterally and not get settled too much up against the fence, because those left hooks eventually are going to close you down. You know, what we talked about in the last war room is Izzy's ability in those kickboxing matches to lean over that top rope, right? We saw it a few times, him leaning out the way of shots. But in the first round of their MMA fight, he leaned back and he was hitting the fence. And then those punches are just whistling past his whiskers. They were a lot closer than they would have been in a boxing ring. And that's an advantage that Pereira's got. Squeeze Adesanya up against the fence. Put him in that choke point where he's going to have to either go left or right or level change. And then you can start thinking your options. Left hooks, right hooks, knees up the center, potentially level changes. I expect Pereira to move up a weight class at some point. Now, the question is, can Izzy push him so that weight cut becomes problematic for him in the championship rounds? I feel like Izzy would have to work hard and put himself in harm's way in order to get Pereira tired. But if he does it with wrestling, if he does it with grappling, he doesn't have to be the best wrestler in the world. He just has to be persistent with it. And I don't doubt Izzy's conditioning. So I think that would be a good way of utilising it. Oh, it's a good fight, this is. It really is. I mean, the fact that we've got Pereira stepped into mixed martial arts and within eight fights he's the world champion, it just shows you how up for grabs everything is. And I feel like Pereira is at the very beginning of his mixed martial arts career as a middleweight, and I don't think he's going to stay middleweight for very long. And I feel like he's got a very good chance of moving up to light heavyweight and doing well there as well. I do feel like his performances at middleweight are finite based on the size of the guy and how much he seems to be cutting weight. Whereas Izzy, he's definitely a middleweight. And you know, with the skills that he's got, if he gets the belt back from Pereira, he's going to go on another long title defense again. And it wouldn't surprise me if we see Pereira go up to light heavyweight and then Izzy maybe follow him up to try and take that belt off him. But I'm just speculating now. I think what we've got is two of the highest level strikers in mixed martial arts that come from very different ends of the striking spectrum. You've got someone who's technically fantastic, but needs to maintain that fantastic level of striking for 25 minutes. And you've got someone who's not quite as polished, but is able to inflict serious power on his opponents with one shot, with not even perfect technique sometimes. I don't want to get too criticizing, but his technique's not perfect by any means. But because he has that power, he can get away with it. Oh, what a fight this is going to be. I'll be looking forward to it, and I'm sure you'll be as well. And we'll do a midweek live chat or something. I need to get back on that once UFC London's out of the way. It's been a chaotic few weeks, but we're almost there. As you can tell, we're recording this a couple of weeks early. But want to get it up on the channel because I want the conversation going on in the comments. I want to see what you guys think. Do you think Adesanya can do it? Do you think Adesanya's going to grapple more? Who do you think is going to shoot the first takedown? It was Adesanya in their first fight, or in their first MMA fight. But the first one to score a takedown was Pereira. I think we're going to see some Pereira ground and pound in this fight. I can just feel it. And I think Adesanya might I think Adesanya might show some new ground skills of his own as well. So we could get a grappling match between two strikers, as we usually get a striking match between two grapplers. I'm not sure how that happens. Usually strikers like to strike and grapplers like to strike. So we'll see what happens. But I think we're going to see some more grappling in this fight. All right, enjoy, and I'll see you next time.